The WOKV Severe Weather Center has been activated. Be the first to know when severe weather is in your area by enabling alerts in the WOKV app. Jacksonville's severe weather coverage starts now.
I'm WOKV's Joe Daraskovich, and this severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 7 p.m. That gives us about 50 minutes from now. While this is covering a lot of our area, especially in Duval County, we're talking pretty much the entire west side from about 301 over to just south of Herlong Airport, inside the Beltway, across the river, and all the way out to the beaches area. And right now, actually, the beaches are getting pounded in the Jacksonville Beach area and Neptune Beach by a storm that's just moving offshore. But the real teeth of this storm is back on the other side of town, on the west side, on either side of I-10. This is heading to the east actually pretty quickly. So if you're anywhere on that west side of Jacksonville, on either side of I-10, you're going to want to be extra careful getting through, as this the heavier side of, if you want to split this up on either side of I-10, the heavier wind and rain is north of I-10 right now, and that's moving to the over the Beltway and areas, Pritchard Road and areas along there, where near the UPS facility out there, is about to get slammed by this this real heavy wind and rain. And like Corey just said, you can expect wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour with this storm. But it's not just Duval County, it's also Nassau County. So there's a little bit of a clearing between that one patch of real heavy wind and rain that's about to move over the Beltway north of I-10. But then to the north of that, there's even more rain and wind moving through Nassau County and the very northern parts of Duval County as well. It's not quite to the Jacksonville International Airport yet, but that's where both of these patches of rain are heading. And right now, if you're going up 301 north of I-10, you're driving through some real wet weather, and be very careful if you have to be in that direction. Just take your time, and if you can, maybe pull off into a parking lot and just wait out this heavy rain, because behind it there actually is some clear weather, so you're not going to have to be parked for too long. You're really going to need to be careful on that the West Beltway north of I-10, as this is just about to move over that area, and it's these heavy showers moving through our area. On the south side of I-10, let me zoom back into that area right near the Herlong Airport. You're not exactly getting hit yet at Herlong, but the wind and rain is moving right under that I-10 right now toward the Beltway. So anywhere on Normandy out there, you're going to want to be, or 103rd Street, either of those roads, you're going to want to be extra careful as you're heading to the west of town right now. You're going to be driving straight into this storm. We're bringing you team coverage right now. Jacob Pickering's in the Safe Touch Security First Alert Traffic Center, but also Rich Jones is able to join us now. Rich, what are we seeing as far as the radar is concerned with this severe thunderstorm warning right now?
Starting to see some lighter rain, actually, Joe, as I'm looking into North St. Johns County, as well as another cell outside of the severe warned area is moving toward the I-95 corridor. So don't be caught off guard if you do have some lightning. And we did actually, Joe, on the east end of this severe thunderstorm warning right now, in fact, from around JTB and 3rd Street or A1A in Jacksonville Beach, perhaps as far north as Neptune Beach and Atlantic Beach, and right over Ponte Vedra and soon to be Palm Valley. That's the eastern edge of one cell that is about to exit over the next few minutes out to the Atlantic. That is producing some lightning, so we'll have to watch for that over the next few minutes. I think the threats with the storm are likely to be the potential, like yesterday, of penny-sized or larger hail and winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Those two reasons are why you see a severe thunderstorm warning issued by the National Weather Service. We haven't yet had any reports of that, but we'll have to watch it pretty closely. As we're seeing the radar at WOKV.com, Joe, you said it well, right along Herlong Airport, moving out of McClenny. In fact, most of Baker County, you should start to see, hopefully, some clearing skies. Still have rain. It's lighter rain showers at this point, but some of the heaviest showers and thunderstorms have weakened and have now moved over Baldwin near Highway 301, extending north to just around Hilliard. You're not under the warning if you live in Hilliard. Callahan, though, you're seeing some of the heavy rain, and certainly you're able to see the lightning as well, as we're seeing numerous lightning strikes with this severe thunderstorm. But really, the center of the storm is now focused right over Highway 301, near I-10, extending toward the north and moving to the West Beltway. So if you're on the West Beltway now from around the airport, north side, south all the way to around the Buckman Bridge, I would say over the next several minutes, you're likely to see conditions deteriorate. You're looking to the west, and you're certainly going to see the heavier showers and maybe rain bands that are just off to your west. Storm movement today, Joe, unlike yesterday, is moving almost due east. We were tracking it near the Florida-Georgia border. By the way, those chimes you hear in the background, just let you know if we're in normal programming and not in storm center coverage, that we have an active warned storm, whether it be a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning. It is an important reminder to let you know, especially this time of the year, severe thunderstorms can happen really at a moment's notice. You can get severe weather alerts by downloading the WOKV app. But Joe, we're seeing some of the worst conditions right now beginning to fill in from around Jacksonville International Airport and I-95 on the West Beltway, continuing south to I-10, farther south near 103rd Street, Collins, and likely to Blanding over the next several minutes, and then eventually across the Buckman Bridge. This is likely the most intense storm to stay just to the north of some of the populated areas like Mandarin that got hammered yesterday. You may even hear some fire and rescue units off in the distance, probably responding to an alarm. We had a number of lightning strikes over the last few minutes in parts of North St. Johns County, and you can hear them off in the distance here. But, Joe, I was talking yesterday or this morning with you and with one of our other colleagues, Nick, about the some of the down limbs from yesterday's storms along Mandarin Road, and the beautiful tree canopy that we see in parts of the Mandarin area on Loretto Road where we had a tree down. Likely going to see this storm stay just a little bit to the north of Mandarin, but I would recommend that if you're listening to us now, just be weather aware over the next half hour, 45 minutes or so. And once these are through, it looks like they weaken pretty dramatically behind it, Joe. You may be seeing that too on the radar. Just lighter showers as far west as White Springs, Fargo, Jasper, Live Oak. So we're going to get some good rain, but not necessarily any intense severe thunderstorms, Joe.
Right. And Rich, and with this severe thunderstorm warning, it's the size of it. We're really dealing with, you know, we see these pop-up warnings from time to time, and they are focused on certain neighborhoods. This is for much of our coverage area, stretching from 301 up to the north into Nassau County, all the way up to Fernandina Beach. You're inside this severe thunderstorm warning, and then down to pretty much Jacksonville Beach as well. So that's pretty much all of Jacksonville that's in this enormous severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect until 7 p.m. But like Rich just said, we're going to get you through it. We're going to tell you where the worst spots are. And right now, that the heaviest of the wind and rain is moving over, starting to move over the West Beltway, just south of the Jacksonville International Airport. But if you're heading north or south on Lem Turner Road right now, you're going to be at the very leading edge of this storm as it makes its way to the east. So Lem Turner Road, Duval Road, eventually you're going to want to be careful in the Ocean Way area, but it's not quite the heaviest of the wind and rain to you yet. But right now we're looking at anywhere north and south on New Kings Road. If you're north of the West Beltway right now, you're getting hit by some very wet weather, and with this severe thunderstorm warning, you could get wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. And like Rich just said, with the areas of Mandarin that were hit yesterday, we had trees down. This is a different side of town, but Action News Jax chief meteorologist Mike Burrish, he'll tell you throughout the day that much of the area is expected to get rain through the weekend. So whereas Mandarin got really hit hard yesterday, now it looks like it's north of I-10 along Lem Turner Road, New Kings Road, about to get to the Jacksonville International Airport, and then eventually I-95. So these are some really heavily traveled roads in our area that you know, people, especially this time of day, 6:18, most people are off work by now. So if you're moving through either of those spots, Lem Turner Road, New Kings Road, or anywhere on the West Beltway, you're going to want to be extra careful. And you know, maybe take your time, maybe pull off into a parking lot where you can be safe, because this storm it's covering a lot of our area, but it is moving quickly through the area. And behind it looks like we do have some clearings, if not some lighter rain. So there's no need to force yourself onto the road right now. You can wait for this to pass. But again, the areas that you really need to be most concerned are that whole stretch of the West Beltway now, but it's covering over the I-95 area as well. So anywhere from I-95 all the way around the Beltway, all the way down to I-10, as a matter of fact, you're going to be running into some pretty wet weather on those roads where people are driving at high speeds. But it's, again, I'm going to zoom back out, and this is such a large severe thunderstorm warning, stretching all the way from Fernandina Beach down to pretty much 301 on the southwestern side of this. But luckily, if you're on 301 south of I-10 right now, the real heaviest of the wind and rain is passed over you, and now it's moving to the east. But it, like I said, you're going to want to be extra careful if you're in that Ocean Way area stretching back across over to I-95 and onto the other side, the West Beltway. You're in the teeth of this storm, stretching anywhere from Pritchard Road up to I-95 and then up to the Jacksonville International Airport, and that's all moving to the east. So next it's going to be hitting Ocean Way and then out to the beaches areas. So you're really going to want to be careful anywhere north of downtown, as a matter of fact, right now. Right now, WOKV News time is 6:20.